Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good afternoon, good evening, sisters and brothers. Hallelujah. God bless. Different things are changing. We're just glad to be in the presence of the Lord. We're history making, and congratulations to our new president, and may we all, whether we are for or against, I strictly believe that once the voting is over, we should get behind whoever it is that's elected. So that's where I stand on it. Let's just get behind our president with prayer. Let's support, and let's see what we can do. Regardless of who's in office, it's always been that way. We have to get behind whoever it is that the final vote goes to, and that's who is elected. So congratulations to our country for our new president. Awesome. It's going to be an awesome opportunity to see some new things. God's blessings on all. So we love the Lord. God bless you. Just one moment here. We're going to go just a little bit, but just being complete. We want our country complete. We want our hearts complete. We want to find completion. Just a little bit of this here, sisters and brother. Enjoy. Just what are you looking for? What are you looking for? Hallelujah. God has it. Do you want to be complete? Hallelujah. Just a little bit, just to remind us, we should be looking for completion. You want to be complete right now? What is it that you're looking for? Hallelujah. Just wanted to remind you that whatever it is that you're seeking in your life, you may have a price with it. What costs nothing is going to be worth nothing. We have to look at our situations just to make sure whatever it is that we're looking for, whatever it is that we feel like that's keeping us from being a whole, complete, that we're out there doing something. We can pick up the newspaper and look through the want ads, and we can go through looking for a job, but unless we actually get out there and start calling, start applying, start sending in our resumes, start doing follow-up calls, and I know sometimes that's going to cost money, your sweat, it's your equity and your time, it all. Those are examples of payments on your journey to get what it is that will make you complete. And it never stops, because as long as we're on this side, there's always going to be something else and something else. But we have to get in the habit of teaching ourselves how to get something. We have to give something to get the something. So if we're not giving anything, then it costs nothing, then it's going to be worth nothing. It's going to be a temporal fix. You may feel temporarily like you're getting somewhere, like you're smiling. You go out and you buy something that you really can't afford. Amen, sisters and brothers. It may be something at the moment that looked good for you, however, so you feel good at the moment. You feel good then. You know, or it could be that you're taking that, you feel like you're depressed, and so you take that drink or whatever it is, and it felt good. You felt temporarily like, maybe I don't have to think about that problem, but it's still there. It's just a temporal fix. But God came that we may live in abundance, have life and have it in abundance. So that's what we're speaking about tonight. We want to remind you, sisters and brothers, that yes, what costs nothing is going to be worth nothing. So it's a lot of valuable time that we don't even have to spend by doing nothing, that we can get out there and do some research. And we have enough people in the Lord that can actually extend their hands. You will be surprised of some of the opportunities or some of the means that you may be looking for that I may have some answers to, that some of the other prophets or apostles, just another sister or brother in Christ, may have resources. I'll tell you how to get to this different place that has the resources that can answer. But you have to do something. See, you're even bought with a price. You were bought with a price. So everything costs something. Your sweat, your tears. Tears may be shed. Tears may be shed. We're going to shed tears. We're going to cry about situations, but we cannot get stuck in those crying days. Bereavement. All kind of different things. Prophet of God, God bless you. Everyone in the chat room, God bless you all. You know, you go through bereavement. We go through trials and tribulations and all kind of different things that can hinder our spirits or get us caught up. But we must continue to move forward. So let's just go ahead and get started, because a lot of us, the Lord is leading us, that are looking for someone to just bail us out, to just get us out and do everything for us and not lift a hand to do anything. So if it costs us nothing, it's going to be worth nothing to us. If you give your child everything and they never learn to get out and work for their transportation, work for the things that their needs, their necessities, it's not going to mean much to them. They're not going to appreciate it and take care of it as much as it would if it was coming from their own. If they had to get out and work, if they had to spend some of their money, if they had to spend some of their time, hours that they normally would be hanging out or just chilling, watching TV or relaxing, but they're still out here working hard to get what it is that they need, it makes them appreciate it. It's just the way that we built. We appreciate each other. Even our toddlers. You know, the baby comes and he starts out on breast milk, and that's good only for a while. But as time goes on, we have to start pulling back and weaning that baby from that bottle. We have to start introducing new methods now of feeding. We have to start introducing new foods, and we don't start out with just solids. We started little bitty things. Pureed foods, but we continue to move that child forward. And we just don't let him get stuck in an area, because it's going to cause him something. Now he has to learn how to chew this as he gets older without being choked. So if it costs something, you appreciate the value of that. So whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're hoping for, whatever it is that you're looking forward to, we're coming to the end of one calendar year. What have you not set straight in this year that you had claimed to at the beginning of the year, that you truly had the heart that you wanted to? Could it be it's because we haven't worked hard enough for it? Could it be it's because we have not given enough sweat, enough time? We haven't shared our money. We haven't given in tithe and offering. We haven't helped our sisters or our brothers. Could it be? Let's just start with our prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, just for your presence. It's your presence, Lord, that awakens the anointing inside of us, dear Father. It's your presence, Lord, that is answers to all of the questions that we have hanging over our heads. It's your presence, Lord, that directs us in the pathway of righteousness. It's that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my pathway. It's your presence, Lord, that keeps us going day after day through struggles and struggles and more struggles. It's your presence, Lord, hallelujah, that we can lay down at night and sleep with peace. It's your presence, Lord, that gives us a whole completion. Hallelujah. I'm complete in the Lord. It's your presence. And I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence. Oh, it's your presence, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And may now your word increase. May I decrease. Dear Father, and may I and all of your children, whether in the archives or whether in the that's live right now, and even the ones in the chat room, may your word speak out and bust open some dark corner in our minds. Shed light. May your light just identify what it is that is the wrong thing that is holding us back. May it identify those issues that we may start to work on them, that we may start to start paying into that to get something out of it. Dear Father, you do not get pleasure out of seeing us suffer, struggling year and year and year in with our health over and over and over again, with loneliness, finances, whatever it may be. May nothing separate us from your love. May nothing separate us from your completion. May we not be sitting waiting to be given to, but find the way that we can get started. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we love you, Jesus. We love your word. We know that this word is going to light up some pathways, our pathway of righteousness that leads us to you, that answers our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Sweet Lord of Jesus. Sweet Lord of Jesus. Hallelujah. The anointing inside of you, sisters and brothers, right now. Hallelujah. Usher in the presence of the Lord. Let him just stir up that anointing right now. Hallelujah. Just quickly. Your presence, Lord, your presence. Your presence, Lord, your presence. Awaken the anointing in me. I usher in your presence. Your presence, your presence. It awakens the anointing in me. I find answers in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Your presence, Lord, your presence. It awakens the anointing that lives in me. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. You know, sisters and brothers, we speak and we say that if God is bigger than us, we say God is a big God. He is. He is. We say God lives inside of us. If you've invited him, he does. Hallelujah. So if God is bigger than us and he lives in us, then why doesn't he show through us? Let's say it again. If God is bigger than us, okay? Can you see that? He's bigger than us, right? Okay, and we have invited God to come and live inside of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's inside of us. Come on now, see this thing. He's inside of us living. He's bigger than what we are. Why can't he see? Why doesn't he show through us? Why can't the people we meet on a daily basis, why don't they see the God in us then? Why don't they see Jesus in us? Hallelujah. I let that marinate for a minute. Just see, can you check yourself to see why is it the God showing in you? Hallelujah. Because we know that God stepped down out of heaven so that, just for us, so that we could connect back with him. Jesus died for us to give his life to us. So he could live his life through us. Again, Jesus died for us to give his life to us so he could live through us. So let's make sure that Jesus is showing in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Starting in the book of 2 Samuel verse chapter 24, verse 20 through 24. And it reads, "And when Araunah looked down, he saw the king and his servant coming towards him. And Araunah went forth and did and bowed down to the king with his face to the ground. And Araunah said, 'Why has my lord the king come to his servant?'" David is the king they were speaking of. "David said, 'To buy the threshing floor of you in order to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be averted from the people.' Then Araunah take and offered up what seemed good to him. 'Here are the oxen for the burnt offering, and the threshing sledges, and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. All this, O king, Araunah gives to the king.' And Araunah said to the king, 'The Lord your God accept you.' But the Lord said to Araunah, I'm sorry, but the king said to Araunah, 'No, but I will buy it of you for a price. I will not offer burnt offering to the Lord my God, which costs me nothing.'" Hallelujah. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shittles of silver. And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord helped, he healed all supplications for the land, and the plagues were averted from Israel. Now let's take a moment and go back here. How many times is it that the Lord has put on our hearts to go buy something from someone? Okay? But once we get there, they offer it to us free. And in certain circumstances, you know the Lord is still telling you, "No, I want you to buy this." But we're looking so stuck on it. Not in all times, but sometimes you'll hear the Lord say, "It's your blessing to you now today for it to be free. Accept the blessing." But there are times that you know that you are still needing to listen to the word, and the word said, "I need you to buy this." Just in the case here, Araunah actually offered to give all of the best to David. But David said, "Well, no, what am I doing for this?" He said, "I'm setting up this here. I'm trying to set up an altar for the Lord." So he said, clearly, no. Verse 24, he says, "No," to the king. "No," says the king, "I will buy it of you for a price." He said, "I am not going to offer up anything to the Lord. I'm not going to build an altar to the Lord that costs me nothing." Because David knew that what costs nothing is worth nothing. Again, David knew that what costs nothing is worth nothing. So for him to offer up something, an altar to the Lord, he knew he needed to pay something.
his time, his money, his sweat, his equity. He needed to pay something. He needed to work hard for it. He was not going to give up and give in. We have to live by that same example. We have to live by that same example. Hallelujah. See, when you pay for something with good money, you normally take care of it. Why? Because it costs something. It may have cost you money. It may have cost you your time. It may have cost you blood, sweat, tears. The higher the cost to you, the greater the value. Isn't that true? You find that true? How many times do we find ourselves, and me in particular, you go somewhere and it may be just a small place that the person is living in, but they're looking and they're dreaming and they're seeing what God is showing them, a bigger place, a roomier place. It's got everything that they can imagine. Their heart desires is in this place, and they're waiting and they're believing it. But they're not taking care of where they are now. They're not doing anything of working on the credit standings that they're at now. They're not doing anything to keep the place that they have now clean. I even had someone tell me, said, I've let this place get so run down and dirty, I can't even begin to start cleaning it. But once I'm blessed with my bigger home, I'm just going to go in there starting keeping it up so it won't get like this. But you know, the word was that came across for me to share with the sister was, you must start right now. You got to treat this place like it's your palace. Amen? You got to treat that job that you're on right now just like that's your dream job. Hallelujah. You got to treat your spouse right now, even though they're not doing the right thing, may not be living by the word. You've got to treat that spouse in the way that you would want that spouse to be, that you plan to treat him when he's saved, when all the thing has been manifested in his life, in her life. Right now you have to. You said, but if you've known all the things that he or she does, if you know what the people on this job treat me like, yeah, that's your paying in. That's your pay in. It's going to cost you something to get to your next level. It's going to cost you something to get that spouse to turn around. Hallelujah. If it costs you nothing, then nothing's going to come of it. So look, get ready for it to cost you something. How many times do we go out and we run and we marry someone just out of our emotions? And then when we get into marriage and we figure out this person has nothing to do with Christ, this person talked a good talk but it's not walking that walk. And now life is miserable for you. Hallelujah. And you just think that it's just going to come turn around for you just instantly. God may choose to, but you're going to have to pay something. You're going to have to pay something. Remember, the option was there to seek him first. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. But we go on emotions to find our jobs, to find our spouses, to pick out our homes or our vehicles, to decide where we're going to vacation. So when things go wrong, it's going to cost you something. Hallelujah. Again, if it costs you nothing, then it's worth nothing. So the same is true with the things of God. When you honor God, when you value the cost of having a relationship with him, which is the shed blood of Jesus, not just saying, calling him when you need him, but a true relationship in good times, in bad times, when you can find that completion. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you to give up and sacrifice something, to go into your prayer closet, just you and the Lord, to build that relationship. Hallelujah. To build that relationship. Then you will take better care of your spirituality. You value that relationship with the Lord. Just like it is, when you work hard to get that car, you hold on to it. You want to make sure you take care of it. You want to get that oil change. Hallelujah. You care more about taking time to talk to God in prayer, to thank God, to just love God, and to come to him with just a pure heart. And sisters and brothers, I guarantee you, he'll in return. He takes time to love on me. He takes time to talk to me. It's just not a one-sided conversation. He talks to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It would be easy for me to just jump on emotions and run out and make decisions. Hallelujah. But when I go, take out the time. You know, especially if you're trying to buy something and salespeople try to tell you it's now or never. It's only for now. You have to teach yourself to say, I must go before my Lord with this first. You tell him, okay, well, I'll come back with you. Bring it before the Lord. Set everything before the Lord. Sacrifice. That's what it's costing you. It's your sacrifice. Hallelujah. See, the truth is that for most things, if it doesn't cost you something, your money, your sweat, it's not going to turn out to be the best for you in the long run. If a man's feelings be of God, he will rebuke all things of cheapness, all things that come in his way that would separate him from the love of God. That which costs nothing is worth nothing. If you're not able to move and let nothing separate you from God's love, you're not going to get what you're looking for. Those dreams that you see and that you have in your heart, they're just going to be dreams until you can start seeking his face. Hallelujah. Until you can start sacrificing even that spouse that you prayed for and now that you have. When that spouse said, but I'm not going to church. Let's go take the boat out. Let's go do this. You've got to even not let that spouse come before God. You got to still take out your time in your prayer closet. The same way you was taking out time before she came into your life, he came into your life. Oh, you got to spend more time now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. You're bought with a price. The ultimate sacrifice. The blood of Jesus, sisters and brothers, we know that it wipes our sins away. Do you know that, sister? Whatever it is, brother, that it is you're going through or going through now, do you know that the blood of Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice for you? Hallelujah. And it wipes all of your sins away. It costs so much because it costs Jesus his life. Hallelujah. It was God's best. God gave us his best, his most precious gift. And why are we so not wanting to give anything in return? We have to do a self-examination of ourselves. See, how are we serving God? What are we giving? What are we sacrificing? What is the payment that we are paying? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, in the natural, things that cost more tend to be worth more, too. Is that right? Can you agree with that? Think about it. Why do things that cost a lot of money seem to last a lot longer? Not all times, but most of the times. You know, you go and you buy a beautiful suit, or you pay a bunch of money for it. You never seem to wear it out. You eventually want to throw it away because it's out of style, but the threads are still hanging in there. They're still tightly together, you know? Now, let's reverse that. If you go to the cheapest store you know and you buy a suit, it seems like only a couple people hug you at church and the sleeves start to already ravel or start to falling off. How about your shoes?
You think you're saving money by buying the cheapest shoes. Not saying that you have to get the most expensive pair. Just trying to show something to you here. So hear me in the spirit. So you buy the cheapest shoes that you can find. Then a few weeks later, you're walking down the road and the soles start flapping on the sidewalk. Hallelujah. You know, so you have to go buy another pair, which costs more money. See, you could have bought a better pair the first time and had them longer. So the same is here. The truth is that for most things, if it doesn't cost you something, again, your money, we have a hard time departing with our money, our tithes, our offering, giving to our sisters and brothers, to ministries, to help promote the word. If it doesn't cause us our sweat, sometimes our time. You said, but I'm tired. But it's our time that needs to be tied to the Lord. Whatever it is, if it doesn't cost you something, it's not going to be worth much of anything to you. David's motive in his sacrifice to alleviate the plagues was pure. Even though he was offered all of the things to build the altar to the Lord, he was offered them free. He said, no, I'm not going to build an altar to the Lord without paying something. I need to pay a price for the altar of the Lord, for the plagues to go around and not touch me. He didn't want his people to suffer anymore on account of him. And he didn't want Araunah's gift to be his sacrifice. He didn't want Araunah's gift to him if it was free. That was going to be Araunah's sacrifice. David said, I need my own sacrifice to the Lord. Hallelujah. He wanted his sacrifice to be his own. It had to cause him something to be worth something. What is it that you know in your heart that you've been motivated towards? That you know that you need to sacrifice. Because you are your motive. When you give from your heart, from the place of cost, it gets God's attention. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 6:21, he said, for where your treasure is, come on, you know it. There will your heart be also. Hallelujah. I feel like someone needs to hear that again. Write it on your wall. Put it in your heart. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You ever met a person who's just, you say, oh, they're just cold-hearted. Find where their treasure is. Again, Matthew 6:21. So I ask you today, sisters and brothers, where is your treasure? What is valuable to you? What is your motive in giving to the Lord? Is it to honor him as your God? Is it to give him your very best? You see, you are what your motives are. And your gift to God must carry a feeling and express a desire. Your gift to God must carry a purpose. So don't be a sloppy giver, a person who gives to God but doesn't really care about it. Be a joyful giver, the word says. My leader, Dr. LaSalle Arvon, and co-pastor Portia Brooks Vaughn always have instilled in us, be a cheerful giver. Be a cheerful giver. Get excited about giving. Because we get excited about receiving. What you receive is based on what you give. Hallelujah. What you receive, that blessing that you're waiting on, it's a big blessing. It's out of your hands. How much and when it returns to you It depends on how you give out, what you give out. You remember the story and the woman and her son? They had came to the bottom of nothing. They said, this is it. I'm going to go in here and I'm going to make, she said, I'm going to make a cake for me and my son, and we're going to eat it and die. But God, being God, heard her prayers. She had been given something. She had been giving her all, whatever it was. So God said, let me give her another. Let me just show up in the midst of her pain, in the midst of her problems, in the midst of her desperation. Someone right now is waiting on God to show up in the midst of their desperation. He said, let me just do that for you. So he sent his prophet. And he told him, go into the house. Tell her specifically, feed me first. I'm paraphrasing. The woman said, but what if she had said, no, I can't. Because he was taking a risk by going in there and telling a mother, no, don't feed your child first, but feed me first. But she had to have a relationship already with the Lord before she got in this situation. Uh-huh. You see, it's important to establish that before you get to that situation of need. Already have that relationship with the Lord, that you can hear from the Lord, that you can hear that this is the word of the Lord in this prophet. This disciple is coming to me, asking me to feed him first, neglect me and my son, and feed him first. But she could hear from the Lord that this was God's doing. And once she started to preparing, she never ran out. She never ran out. Once you start to just give in whatever it is you got, your needs will be met. We get caught up in the lie from the father of lies that tells us, but you have to do this here. If you give this that's on your heart to give, then you're not going to have anything. But you've got to give it over to the Lord and let him supply all of your needs. Because we sing about it. We talk about it. We preach and pray about it. We say we believe that he is our provider, that he's more than enough. He's El Shaddai. When the situation comes, what are you going to do? Where's your treasure? How much does it cost you? Are you giving up? Are you about to give in? Are you just talking a good talk? Are you afraid to get up and walk it out? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you giving God your very best? Thank you. Don't be a sloppy giver. Because if you're a sloppy giver, you might as well go ahead and just keep what you give. So you honor God when you give in faith with purpose. Real quickly, 2 Corinthians 9 and 7 says, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Again, 2 Corinthians 9 and 7. Someone said, I never heard that before. Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly. Oh, here we go. You know, I got to give. I give because I got to give. Let me just give it. Not of necessity. For God loveth who? A cheerful giver. Notice there must be purpose in your giving. I'm a purpose-driven person. I don't do something just to do it. Just because I've give money or whatever I have. It may not be money, my time. It doesn't mean I'm going to just give my time to anyone. I think about it. I listen to the word of where my time needs to be shared, where my money needs to be given. Hallelujah. You see, I want to think out and plan my giving. Hallelujah. Unless God moves upon me to give on the spur of the moment, then that's when I give. Other than that, I'm giving with an already thought out purpose. I'm naming my seed of where it's going. I'm calling in my harvest. I desire to be a blessing to God, and I want to honor him in my giving. Psalms 34:7 says, delight thyself also in who? In the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of my heart. Now notice that in order to get the desires of your heart, you must first do something. You got to delight yourself in the Lord. That's the cause. Your purpose and motive must be in him. Then and only then are your desires met. That's how you get out of a defeated living, a defeated living. Now, when you delight yourself in God, you may actually forget about your own desires. That's happened to me many times. Then out of nowhere, my desires come, and it's even a greater blessing because it's on the top of the joy of the Lord that I already have had simple delights in him. That hard desire is even more of a blessing. That's the David principle at work in the area of the heart's desires. Delighting in God costs you something because it's sowing to the spirit and it's sowing not to the flesh. It's going that extra mile. It's getting up extra just to prepare your feet for the shoes of peace. Hallelujah. Jesus considers the cost. It's taking that time to be in your prayer closet, just to hear from the Lord, just to build that relationship. So I ask you again, what cost, what price are you paying for your relationship? What cost are you paying for the blessings that you're waiting on? For the prayers that you're seeking, that you're praying every night. What cost are you paying? You said, well, evangelist, I've checked myself and it looks like I'm not. Now is the time to start. It's never too late. You're still alive. Come to the Lord. Let's start to, when we say the word, start to believing and walking out the word. Again, if God is bigger than us, and we say that he is. And if God lives in us, if we've invited him to, then he does. Then why doesn't he show through us? Let's begin to let God show through us. Let's continue that whatever we're doing, that we let, whatever situation we're in, that we let God show through us. Hallelujah. We let the light of God surround us. That we let the love of God enfold us. So the power of God can protect us. Hallelujah. It costs something, but the rewards are great. And the presence that we started to show off with, the presence of God will continue to watch over us.
wherever we are, God is, and all is well. If God is with us, we're complete. All is well. So I ask you again, what are you looking for? You can find it in King Jesus. It's going to cost you something, but the rewards are great. You're looking for completion. He has it for you. Hallelujah. The power of God is here to protect you. The things that set there before you that is weighing you down has tears coming down your cheeks right now. Hallelujah. Remember, separate yourself from the world. Separate yourself from that problem. Hallelujah. Let's call upon the word. Let's go to the presence of the Lord. It's going to cost us something, but the rewards are great. The power of God is here to protect you. The presence of the Lord, it's His presence. Remember, it's His presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, virtuous one. God bless you, sister. Hallelujah. Just being complete in the Lord. Just getting complete in the Lord. Whatever it is that you're looking for, God is there. He's ready to answer your prayers. What are you willing to sacrifice today? What are you willing to give? Are you willing to give your time today? Hallelujah. Let nothing separate you from the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we never want to end the show without just giving you an opportunity just to find yourself in the Lord, just to come to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to end with a short prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your peace. Oh, and God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence, Lord. It's your presence. As long as your presence is with us, all is well. Thank you for your presence, Jesus. Your presence awakens the anointing in me. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for increasing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in the needs of your people right now. Oh, it's desperation right now. Someone is hanging on just your word is the only thing that's going to pull them through. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being there. Oh, dear Father, I thank you right now for all of the ones that you bought through and snatched out of the pits of hell that won't take out time to say thank you. Oh, I want to take out time to say thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you because you're a good God. I thank you, God, because you're always with me. You always surrounded me. You never have left me. You never forsake us. I thank you, Jesus, for our country. I thank you, Jesus, for all the issues that is going on. I thank you for hearing the prayers of the ones that's in wars right now, in rumors of more wars. Someone is afraid in their own home right now. Some child, dear Father, right now is being abused, and they're calling out the name of Jesus. Oh, I intercede for them, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blessing. Thank you for your peace. Right now, somebody is waiting for that bill is due right now, dear Father. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being an all good, all God. We can bring all of our requests to you. Hallelujah. You say we can come boldly to the throne. Dear Father, may we now learn to sacrifice. May we now learn to do something for the cost. May that cost be something that is going to be that we want to give, that we're excited about giving to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise your name, and we give you all the praise. We thank you, Lord Jesus. In your darling son's name, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Again, if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, not what your mother know or your father know, but your personal Savior, who do you run to in time of need? Who do you run to in your happiness? During this time on earth, Jesus' time when he was on earth, he was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, he said, follow me. He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness. He said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Is that what you're looking for today, sisters and brothers? Whatever your need is, whatever it is, he said, come to me, follow me. Hallelujah. Even the lame, he said, take up your bed and walk. Come on, follow me. I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. He also said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. Take out some time and read it for yourself. Matthew 16:24. Perhaps today you feel that Christ himself is speaking directly just to you. You may have dug this out of the archives, and it is just, he's speaking directly to you. You feel it right now. Imagine if he was in the room with you right now, giving this same invitation directly to you. What would you do? Oh, sisters and brothers, I have news for you. He really is in the room. He really is right here with me right now. He really is right here with Virtuous One right now. Hallelujah. He really is inviting you to become his child, his follower, his disciple. I'm going to ask you to stop whatever it is you're doing and just take out some time right now. Right now. God will meet you right where you're at. You said, but you don't know the mess that I'm in right now. You don't know the life I'm living right now. But God will meet you right where you're at right now. Come now. Come willingly. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks. This is your time with Christ. He's calling you as an individual, calling you as a married couple, calling you as a family. He died for you, and he rose again. His blood washes away our sins, and he can give you new life if you come. Come to Christ now while there's still time, while you still can. Jesus is only a step away. It's only a step to Jesus. Oh, why not come and say, gladly to thee, my Savior, I give myself away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart. Make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross, and I receive you as my Savior and Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you just prayed this prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the New Testament says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Friends, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to, starting right now. Your slate is clean before the Lord. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice, because of his love for you. If you need prayer, you need help with something, you can always leave a message here on the Blog Talk Radio. With Here With Me, Evangelist Vaughn, you can also leave a message on Virtuous One. She has a blog talk. She's willing to pray with you. Whatever your needs are, we're here for you. God bless you. If you need a Bible, send an email to walkwithmegod@aol.com. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to continue to pray for all of the ones on the prayer wall. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All of the sick and the shut-in. All of the families that are in bereavement. We want to continue to pray for our country and our leaders, for our schools and our teachers. Parents, I urge you, don't just get up and dress your kids and send them off to a school that you haven't prayed over. Don't you just get up and go to a job that you haven't prayed over. Hallelujah. Don't get up and put your kids in a vehicle that you haven't prayed over. Remember, your safety costs you something. It's going to cost you time, your time of prayer. So as you do that self-examination, remember, if you're not paying anything for it, don't always look for the free route. What costs nothing is going to be worth nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. May you continue to live a complete life. And whatever it is that you're seeking from the Lord, He's here for you right now. Jesus died for us to give His life to us, to live His life through us. So if God is bigger than us, and if He lives within us, make sure that people can see that God through you. Make sure that the words that you're speaking is godly words. Make sure that the thoughts that you're thinking is words, is thoughts of God. Make sure that they can pass by God and meet His approval. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you until we meet again. Amen.
Only one that can make your life complete. Everything that you need, everything that you want, He'll supply it in need.
I'm a jealous guy, he said.
Good night, sisters and brothers. God bless you and keep you. Amen.